You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott held a budget town hall for city residents at Coppin State University Tuesday evening. The mayor spoke with residents about his proposed budget of $4.6 billion for fiscal 2026, addresses an $85 million shortfall without income or property tax increases or service cuts. The projected operating budget is around $3.6 billion, and the capital budget is a projected $1 billion, with more than $26 million in new revenue from updated fee structures. A new audit by the state's Department of Legislative Services has found significant failures in the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services. The report found the agency did not conduct thorough background checks on contractors providing youth care services, with an example of a contractor employee who was a convicted felon. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. O's whiff last night in Minnesota.
2-2 swung on a missed, and Pablo Lopez strikes out the side here in the top half of the first inning.
Call courtesy of Twins TV, and that was just the beginning. Birds whiffed 17 times in all last night. Kate Povich gives up 5 big ones in the third, and the Birds land with a thud, 9-1 the final. Caps and Canes last night, game one, goes to overtime, tied at 1.
Now Orloff. Around behind for Martinuk. That one goes back to the point to Slavin. And they score! Jacob Slavin through a screen! Carolina wins game one in overtime!
Sean McDonough had the call on ESPN. The Hurricanes fired 65 shots last night, 32 blocked by the Caps. But Slavin's got through 2-1 the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, there'll be no Triple Crown winner this year. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
No rain to slow you down today. Blue skies, mild temperatures, 78. Tomorrow, scattered thunder showers in the afternoon, 80 the high. Scattered showers Friday and getting cooler near 70 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 61 degrees in Westminster, 59 in Easton, and 62 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Yes, we're right in the middle of the week. No, it's not Thursday. No, we're not close to Friday yet. It's Wednesday morning. It's a beautiful morning here in the state of Maryland. We've got so much to discuss. Real quick, if you missed the interview on the morning drive with Bruce Elliott, Sean Casey, and Ed Hale. Remember, Ed Hale is entering the primary to hopefully primary Governor Wes Moore. But if you missed it, don't forget, you can go to WCBM.com and just click on the morning drive, and that interview should be archived there momentarily. Along with, of course, if you have the app, you can also check it through the app. And we're also on all podcast platforms. So this actually should go onto the Apple Podcasts and TuneIn and all those podcast platforms as well. I think this is huge, right, that Ed Hale was talking to Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. And I think there's going to be a lot of eyes on the Democrat primary in the gubernatorial race. I mean, it's really going to be big news. And I would suspect, because Governor Wes Moore is doing like his national news tour, I will go ahead and suspect that the Democrat primary and the general election for our gubernatorial race will hit national news. I will go ahead and say that, because remember, they're hoping, and there I'm saying the DNC, they're hoping that Governor Wes Moore wins his reelection hands down, because of course they're looking at him for 2028. So there are going to be a lot of eyes on this race. A lot of eyes. So if you missed that interview with Ed Hale, go to WCBM.com or any podcast platform. And just, I would say, in an hour or so, you could probably listen to it there. I did just do a news hit with Fox 45. We'll be doing that every Wednesday morning, which I'll do right here from WCBM. And I can jump in the chair and talk to you. But in case you missed it, there was a report that came out showing that the ankle monitoring system is not working the same in different jurisdictions across the state of Maryland. Now, many of us could see that, right? That was very obvious. So when I ran here in 2024 and I called out, you know, then County Executive Johnny Osheski, now the congressman, but I called it out and I said, Johnny Osheski could do something about the juvenile crime. He could do something about the crime in general. And people kept saying, no, Kim, he has nothing to do with that. That's a bunch of BS. Okay, and this is another way. So because of the study, we found out that they're monitoring these ankle monitors, or some people call them the box, a bit more in Red County. So in Harford County, Carroll County, they're really keeping track, or trying to keep track, of these juveniles that are on the so-called box. But if you look at Baltimore County and Montgomery County and very liberal jurisdictions, you will see that they're not monitoring the kids the same. And so now you're looking at Vincent Schiraldi, you're looking at Governor Wes Moore, and you're wondering why they're allowing jurisdictions to do different things when you could really get a handle on some of this crime and violence statewide. And Vincent Schiraldi, the DJS secretary, he could say, look, you know, I'm now going to mandate this, where all of the counties are going to have to get on the ball, and we're going to have to be unified across the state. He has not done that. And this is what I asked this morning on Fox 45. I wonder why he did not bring that up when he went before the Maryland General Assembly in Annapolis. Why did Mrs. Schiraldi say that? Right? There are still so many questions here, and we deserve to have answers as taxpayers and, as some of us, as victims. And yet they seem to be doing nothing about juvenile crime. Real quick, you probably heard there were two juveniles, one being 16 years old, arrested after carjacking and robbing an 80-something-year-old woman while she was in a garden. And I look at this situation, and this is a repeat violent offender, by the way. And we're told time and time again, whether it's Vincent Schiraldi, whether it's Senator Jill Carter, or any of these very liberal Democrats, they're always telling us that these kids have no idea what they're doing because they're not mentally developed, right? They say, oh, they don't know what they're doing until they're 25 years old. Well, how the hell, explain this to me like I'm five, how do they know to attack elderly people and those that are clearly not in a position to fight back? How do they know that much? but they don't know what they're doing is wrong, right? None of this adds up. Absolutely none of it. And another piece of this is, you know, we're going to talk about the blueprint here in a little bit. But another piece of this is when you have these juveniles that are not, you know, in the school system full time, or say that they end up behind bars in our juvenile system, that's money per pupil that the school system will then not receive for that school year. So that's another reason. It's like all these layers. That's another reason why they don't want to see these juveniles behind bars, and why they rather see them on the ankle monitoring bracelets, because then they could still go to school and the school could still get that money per pupil. You see how this is a disaster and all of it revolves around money? It does not revolve around public safety. They don't care if you're a victim. They don't care if these kids need to be behind bars and truly be rehabilitated. It's about money. There's a lot of money being made by allowing criminals to run free in the state of Maryland. And so when anybody, if they come up to you at any point in time and they tell you that Republicans are playing politics and Republicans are racist and they are evil and this has nothing to do with the Democrat Party, I want you to continue to point out that this has everything to do with the Democrat Party. And, you know, even this week when my friend, I can call my friend Terrell, and I think you're my friend at this point, when Terrell calls, and believe it, Terrell's not the only one that thinks this way in the Democrat Party. He's one of many. When he calls and says, no, Kim, you're putting it back on a party, this is why I talk about the specific party. These are policies that they're putting in place and they are allowing so that we continue to have this mayhem in our neighborhoods. It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. You have red counties that are a little more safe because they're actually doing something about the criminal element. It's not rocket science. In Baltimore County, we've got more homicides, non-fatal shootings, carjackings, you name it, than we've had, I think, ever in history. And that was thanks to then Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski. He told those police to stand down, to slap these kids on the wrist, to just send them back home. He wasn't allowing ICE to pick up some of these illegal immigrants that had detainer requests. They talked about that, remember? The ICE director came forward and said that he was behind that. And yet still, people were saying, no, Kim, no, it has nothing to do with Johnny. It has everything to do with Johnny. And the fact that these juveniles are crazy and criminals and should be behind bars. And the fact that their parents are not raising them. And the fact that they're not being educated in the school system. Right? The judges are the problem. As far as I can tell, the prosecutors in the state, they're trying to do their job. And some of them are on the left side of the aisle. But this is what's happening here in Maryland. Whether people want to admit it or not, that's where we are. That's where we are. The Democrat Party is destroying Maryland, period. That's the sentence. Put it on a t-shirt. If you can, put it on a hat. Right? Like, get the word out. Because I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of this. You're telling me that the teenager that shot and killed another teenager at Columbia Mall was on an ankle monitoring system, but because they don't really want to track these kids in Howard County because they want to be very lenient, because of that, he was able to kill another kid? These politicians have blood on their hands. When are we going to step up and actually admit this? And I'll have people say, well, you're always attacking Democrats. You're always attacking black people. Well, guess what? Those are the people doing it. I can't hide this from the truth. It's tough. It really is. And yet you still have individuals that will fight you tooth and nail and somehow blame President Trump, somehow blame federal funding. Meanwhile, federal funding is still rolling in, folks. They're talking about, you know, federal funding after the fact, as in these checks that they're currently getting, they're being cashed. They're there. But this is where we are. This is where we've been. And then you got other Democrats across the city and across the state. They'll, you know, like Mayor Scott, you know, say, oh, it's GVRS. That's what's working. It's Safe Streets. That's what's working, right? Never mentions Ivan Bates. Never mentions Eric Barron in the Al Capone style that they put in place. Never mentions any of those things. It's all about Safe Streets. And here's my question for Mayor Scott. If Safe Streets, if they were truly doing their job, and they were out on the streets and they were talking to people in the community. These juveniles are outside. They're either busting windshields with golf clubs on bicycles, which is outside. They're either standing on the corner selling drugs because they're the corner boys, right? They're either robbing people at gunpoint while they're outside. They're casing the joint when they're trying to carjack someone because they're outside. So my question to Mayor Scott and others that actually support Safe Streets, where the hell are they? Where are they when these juveniles are committing all this crime outside? They're not doing it in their house. They're outside. You're telling me these Safe Street workers are on the street? They're engaging the community? They're outside. How in the world are they not engaging a 16-year-old that is a violent repeat offender that's carjacking little 80-year-old women? How are they not outside during that time? How is it when the media shows up and they do a story right there at the scene of the crime? Why isn't a single Safe Streets worker ever on video? Why are they not outside? He can't answer that. He won't answer that. Because at the end of the day, this has nothing to do with Safe Streets. Crime and violence is going down because we are arresting our way out of it. Sorry. I just, when I look at the fact that they did the study, and we know for a fact that some of these jurisdictions are choosing not to monitor these juveniles, and those juveniles are choosing to carjack and harm people daily. Those politicians, those are the people you blame. Your car insurance is going up, blame the politician. Are you sitting here every single day, you're waking up in the morning, you've got vandalism within your neighborhood, whether it's the cars, trying to break into people's homes, right? We saw that. Remember the kids, the juveniles that were jumping roof to roof? Remember we saw that? They were jumping roof to roof in Baltimore City, and you had a mother, as she was cradling her baby in her arms, she's wondering why juveniles were jumping on her roof and into her house trying to enter through a window upstairs. That's what's going on. That's a fact. This is not my opinion. These are facts. We have to do something about this. And the only way this is going to happen is if voters, if you step up and you stop electing the individuals that are doing this daily and allowing you to be victimized in your own home, in your own vehicle. How much more of this are you going to take? Are you waiting for some juvenile to come up to your car? Is that what you're waiting for? Really? Because you might not be so lucky. There will be a point in time where these kids are going to escalate this violence. And they're going to start shooting and killing people. What are you going to do then? Are you going to be pleading for a special session for them to finally get their act together in Annapolis to do something about these kids? Is that what you're going to be doing? No, you're going to be dead. You're going to be 6 feet deep. They're going to be at your funeral. You'll have like a picture on a t-shirt with little angel wings sticking out. That's what you got. That's what you'll be doing. The funeral homes will be making money. The public defenders will be making money. The lawyers will be making money. The judges will be making money. The politicians, they'll be making money. And you'll be dead. You'll be dead. All right, when we get back, I do want to talk, obviously, about what's been going on here in the state of Maryland. I do want to talk about the Canadian Prime Minister as he made his way to the White House yesterday. And at 11 o'clock, we are going to be joined by Ellis Dukart. He's a state director for the Pennsylvania Early Vote Action. That's the organization founded by Scott Pressler. They are on the ground there in Pennsylvania. They've got a lot going on. But I think some of the tips that they've been using and strategy that they've been using in Pennsylvania, I think it'll be helpful here in the state of Maryland. Right now, we'll see if we got any good news this morning from Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. He's got our morning market flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Wednesday, Kim. How are you?
Good, good. Happy Wednesday.
Likewise. So we've got some good news, some bummer, some news, I guess you could say. Yesterday, we snapped our 9-day winning streak for the S&P 500, the overall markets. Tuesday, of course, in the markets, the Dow lost about 390 points, Kim, down about 1%. S&P 500 slid about 0.8%. And the NASDAQ, the heavily technology-based index, also down about 0.9%. respectively. So yesterday, again, snapping that winning streak, which is not always the best news. However, stock futures are rising here this morning. Just on some data we're getting back, some feedback from the possibility of the U.S. and China and their overall trade talks, underpinned by the news that the U.S. and Chinese officials, Kim, will meet in Switzerland this weekend to talk trade. And the initial talks, I think, are going to focus on that word, de-escalation, Kim. I've mentioned that before. So possibly the de-escalation of the tariffs rather than a sweeping trade deal. So it's not necessarily surprising, but it's certainly positive news for the markets here to digest. And we also have the Fed meeting, which finishes up here this afternoon at 2 o'clock. And I think a lot of investors are kind of gearing up for the Fed's interest rate decision, Kim, slated for 2 o'clock. Right now, Fed fund futures are pricing in nearly a 97% likelihood that the central bank will hold the current federal funds target rate, the borrowing rate, steady. So no change in interest rates. But I think they're really, what we're looking at is digesting what Fed Chair Jerome Powell has to say and the overall language he uses in the Fed meeting today, and whether or not we could possibly see interest rates shift come the June meeting. So with that, of course, Dow futures, Kim, are up 135 points, which is great. That's the positive part, right, to today's pre-market, morning market flash. The S&P 500 futures are up about 9 points, Kim. And the NASDAQ futures also, so all three markets across the board are positive. NASDAQ futures are up about 15 points. Elsewhere, we saw in the news, which is kind of interesting, Walt Disney, their quarterly results topping Wall Street expectations as visitors to their U.S. theme parks are increasing their spending, at least in the first 3 months of this year. They announced an Abu Dhabi theme park and resort, which should be good. And, of course, their streaming, the Disney Plus streaming customers showed an unexpected rise. So good news there for Disney. Elsewhere, we had Uber shares falling as their first quarter revenue missing their upbeat forecast. So there we have it with some general market commentary here for some companies and their news. We'll wait to see at 2 o'clock what the Fed has to say, Kim, and I'll rejoin you all this Friday morning for another edition of the Morning Market Flash.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, that was Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. And you know what? We're listening to the Morning Market Flash. You can hear for quite some time now, we have not had such bad news. And I can tell you, I haven't gotten any text messages or calls about how bad the stock market is and how everyone's 401k is all in jeopardy. I guess that talking point is gone. Now that things are looking a bit better, another talking point that I've noticed that has left the news cycle, and that is our friend Kilmer Armando Abrego Garcia. Why are Democrats no longer talking about this guy? He's still in El Salvador. What happened? What changed? Is it because they found out that he was a violent repeat offender and possibly a human smuggler? Wow. Is that all it took? Right? Now you know for a fact that he was at one point in time a part of MS-13. Now you got to move on to something else. What will it be? What will it be? You know what? We should get like a wheel here. Like they have it on the, I guess, the Wheel of Fortune. And we should just spin the wheel. What's next? Gun control? What's next? What are you guys going to talk about now? What do you have to hang your hat on? This is what's so sad and pathetic about the Democrat officials and their party in general. They really have no solution to anything. They don't. All they can really do is complain about Republicans or President Trump or Elon Musk or Doge or, you know, how immigration is, not working in the way they want it to. Because, again, they make a lot of money off the fact that the southern border was wide open and we're not doing much about the illegal immigrants. So then they have things to say. But if you ever look at the Democrat Party and their message and what it is they're offering, you know, as far as having, I don't know, representation with your taxation, they offer nothing. They offer nothing. What do they offer you? Again, the answer is nothing. They've got nothing for you. They'll talk about climate change, right? Even in this state, they'll talk about solar panels and, as somebody pointed out, fairy dust. You can't. There's no way. There is no way that we wouldn't be importing even more energy into the state if they got their way. Okay? This is what's so crazy about the Democrat Party. They make things worse, and then they want to raise taxes and fees on you to try to fix some of the problems they created. And then you'll have people go toe-to-toe and they'll call you and say, well, the Democrats are good for this. The Republicans are awful. And da-da-da-da. Really? What are the Democrats doing that you actually believe is great? I've asked this question time and time again. Since Congressman Kwesi Enfume got in office in May of 2020 because of the special election, what has he done that you could say he's done a good job? What has he done? What has he accomplished in that time? That was 5 years ago, folks. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But God forbid we allow Kim Klasick to win, open up the books to figure out where some of that money went that was supposed to go to the Penn North Corridor. God forbid she works alongside President Trump and brought the billion dollar medical equipment industry back here to the Baltimore port. God forbid she brings career opportunities. God forbid she starts holding the school system accountable for failing the kids within the district. God forbid. These are all things, by the way, Congressman Kwesi Enfume could do today. He chooses not to because he's going to win re-election and he's going to make more money by doing absolutely nothing about it. And he'll still have Democrat voters in his district that will say, oh, I got to vote for Kwesi. I know him. He used to be cute back in the day. I swear to you, I got that from some little old women throughout the district as we were knocking doors. And I could not believe my ears. Really? You're going to vote for him because you remember him back in the day? And as far as you're concerned, back in the day, he was actually attractive. And that's why he has your vote. That's why he has your vote. It is very hard to walk away from a door at that point and not say, well, ma'am, you're an idiot. It's very hard. It's difficult. I was taught to respect my elders, so I continue to do that. But it is difficult. Coming up next, I do want to just inform you, if you don't know already, that Governor Wes Moore has signed a few bills as of yesterday. Yes, he's back in town. He made it back to Maryland safely. So he signed a few bills. And then also, of course, the Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, he came to town. And you know what? I thought they had a great interaction, Mark Carney and President Trump. I've got some audio here for you coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Federal Reserve could keep its key rate unchanged for several more months as it seeks to evaluate the impact of President Trump's widespread tariffs. The White House has been pushing for a rate cut, but the Fed is likely to keep its rate unchanged when it concludes its latest policy meeting later today. Top U.S. officials are set to meet with a high-level Chinese delegation this weekend in Switzerland. It'll be the first major talks between the two nations since President Trump sparked his trade war. The president, meanwhile, plans to announce next week that the U.S. will refer to the Persian Gulf as the Arabian Gulf or the Gulf of Arabia. That's according to two U.S. officials who spoke to the AP. The president travels to Saudi Arabia next week. Most travelers must have a real ID now to fly in the U.S. or face extra screening. This is SRN News.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's bats disappeared last night in Minnesota as Pablo Lopez and four relievers allowed just three hits and struck out 17 birds on their way to a 9-1 pounding of the Orioles, the Birds' 10th loss in their last 14 games. Every Oriole in the lineup struck out at least once, Gunnar Henderson explains.
I just feel like the big thing is just can't go out there and try to force it to happen. Just got to go out there and try to string it together each and every night.
Birds fall to a season low, 8 games under 500. And don't look now, but Charlie Morton takes the hill tonight. Caps head coach Spencer Carberry was worried about the frenetic pace the Carolina Hurricanes play with, and his premonition came true last night in D.C.
Now Orloff around behind for Martinuk. That one goes back to the point to Slavin. And they score! Jacob Slavin through a screen! Wins game one in overtime.
Sean McDonough with the call on ESPN. Canes firing 65 shots at the Caps last night on their way to a 2-1 series opening win. Here's forward Dylan Strome.
It's like we didn't play our style of hockey tonight. We kind of let them dictate the game, and you know, they're a good team when you let them do that.
Game two at Capital One Arena on Thursday night. And finally, Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty will not run in the Preakness Stakes, ending any chance at a Triple Crown for a seventh consecutive year. Trainer Bill Mott told Preakness officials he plans to enter Sovereignty in the Belmont on June 7th. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's a new kicker in Baltimore, and his name is Tyler Loop. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
We've got a brief break from the wet weather today, but there's another cold front and more rain tomorrow and Friday as well. Today, plenty of sunshine and a mild day, 78. Temperatures tonight near 60. Tomorrow starts out dry. It's the afternoon, some scattered thundershowers, 80 tomorrow. Friday, getting cooler with some scattered showers, temperatures near 70 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you, you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit TurfValley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
Stay informed this storm season with the BGE mobile app, where you can report, track, and monitor the progress of outages when weather impacts their service area. Download the app today by visiting bge.com/app.
Hi, Sean Casey here. Get ready for the ultimate Maryland mashup. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, all-you-can-laugh as we roast our buddy Chuck Whitaker with no mercy. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry and bring your sense of humor. Let's make it a big night to remember the WCBM Crab Feast and first ever Chuck Roast.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, good morning to you. Maybe I should apologize for that passionate rant. Just kidding, I don't apologize. I'm like every other woman. Are we really going to apologize? No, we're not going to apologize. I'm just joking to you. Brian, the producer, you'll apologize, but you won't mean it. Yeah, no, I'm not even going to apologize for it. The Democrat Party is doing quite a number on the state of Maryland. And if you're just joining us, we were talking about the fact that a report came out and it showed us what many of us already knew, and that is the fact that when it comes to the ankle monitoring system, or the box, as the kids call it, that many of these juveniles are on and the illegal immigrants are on, we found out that the very liberal jurisdictions like Baltimore County, Montgomery County, and those others, they're not monitoring those boxes, say, as a Carroll County or a Harford County, because for some reason they're fine with criminals just roaming around and doing whatever the heck they want. And so when you look at the fact that you've had juveniles that are on these ankle monitoring systems, like Tristan Jackson, who was just convicted of shooting, you know what? He didn't murder anyone. We're told that he was, you know, I guess his gun was blazing that night, but he didn't actually murder someone. But he went to Mervo High School, was caught with a gun on him at Mervo, and then he was put on this ankle monitoring system. Well, while he was on that monitoring system, he went to the Brooklyn Day event. That was in July 2023 at this point. And he was there partying all night long. And then a shootout occurred. He took out his gun. He started firing as well. This is according to his testimony that he did not start it. He was just defending himself, according to Tristan. But he was on that box. And if someone was really truly monitoring the box, then Tristan Jackson, of course, that ankle monitor would have notified police. It would have notified DJS or whoever watches, especially that company that has that ankle monitor. And then, guess what? Then you would have had police and whoever is tasked with collecting these individuals when they do get out on the box. They would have gone to that Brooklyn Day event. This is why I want to just keep this, you know, at the top of your mind here. Had they been monitoring that box, police would have went to that event to go and collect Tristan Jackson because he was out there. That means that the Brooklyn Day event might not have had 28 people shot and 2 people killed had somebody been monitoring Tristan's box. You see where I'm going with this? This is a travesty. There were 2 young people that lost their lives on Brooklyn Day, okay? There were 28, like I said, 28, most of them minors, that were shot during that shootout. Had they known that Tristan Jackson was there partying that night, that probably, most likely, would have never happened. That's where we are in this state. Again, I was going off about, you know, the juveniles, the crime, Vincent Schiraldi and others. Joe and Abedin said in the text line, Kim, I blame the people who elect these politicians. Joe, I definitely blame them. That's where my blame goes. For the most of it, a large percentage of it goes to the voters that are voting for these people. Now, of course, I can blame the politicians, but they wouldn't have the power, obviously, if these voters wouldn't vote them in. I did mention that there were women that told me that they were voting for Congressman Quaisian Fume in 2020 because of his looks. And I'm telling you what, I got that response more than a handful of times, knocking doors in West Baltimore. I got Alice in Catonsville. Alice, did you want to weigh in on that? Voting based on looks?
Yeah, it drives me crazy, Kim. Good morning, and thank you for letting me talk a little bit. Yeah. I just have a second to call in. But, yeah, those women who were going to vote for Kwesi Mfume because he was cute, this is why Jonathan says that women shouldn't be allowed to vote. And I've actually said the same thing because, you know, tug-in-cheek, obviously. But back in the 90s, women especially the soccer moms, they would tell me they were voting for Bill Clinton, and I'd ask them, okay, well, what do you like about him? What do you like about his policies? And, you know, tell me what you think. And they'd say, well, I don't know what much about policies, but he's so cute, and he plays the sax. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So, yes, too many women vote emotionally and not intellectually, and it really, it's It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to our gender, Jim.
You're doing
a great job, and please keep plugging away, because women need to get a clue here. Really, it's obnoxious, and really, maybe we should take away the vote, and we should make them take a quiz before they're allowed to vote again.
Yeah, you know what? I know every day Jonathan is looking like the smart one.
No kidding.
Yeah,
he's an up and comer. You know that Gen Z, you know. They're doing well. I think we're good.
Yeah.
We're going to leave the world in good hands if we can just get them while they're young.
Right.
It was looking bleak there for a while, but I think we could turn this ship around.
I do. I do too.
Anyway, you take care. Thanks, Kim, and you're doing a great job, hon.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great week. I appreciate you. And, you know, it is sad, but like as Alice explained there, they said the same thing about Martin O'Malley. He was a disaster. A lot of women said the same thing about Barack Obama, disaster. And, of course, we have people in the state right now that believe that they're going to vote for Wes Moore because they think that he's charming and has all this charisma and handsome, right? And look, Governor Wes Moore, a disaster. A disaster. Now, I'm not saying that women shouldn't vote, and I know Alice isn't saying that either. But, I mean, I can see how some people are making the case for it. And I'm sure there are some men that vote based on looks sometimes. But I think, you know, we got to be very rational when we go to the ballot box. We got to look at policies. We got to look at the economy. What does that candidate say about the economy? You know, we can't just say, oh, I think this person's cute. I mean, that's how we got in this position. I mean, if that was the case, just, you know, at this point, why not vote for the Kardashians? Right? I mean, like, really? And that's what's sad about this. Marty in the text line said, DeWanta Harris was on an ankle monitor in 2018 when he murdered Officer Amy Caprio. Marty, thank you. I forgot about that. And he says that's when Hogan was governor. We need a governor who wants to lead Maryland and not run for higher office. You got to be fair here. Marty, I forgot all about that. And you're right. You are right. We need individuals that actually want to govern here in Maryland and will do the right thing. Before we move on, I did want to mention this Maryland Matters article. We did just briefly bring up Vincent Schiraldi, the DJS secretary. Here's the headline. A convicted criminal worked with children at Maryland facility. And this is what an audit found. The audit points to inconsistent background checks, overtime woes, and more at the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services. Imagine a convicted criminal. A convicted criminal was working with children at the Maryland facilities. Now, I know that we are hard-pressed for employees. For some people, for some reason, we have a lot of people that don't want to work. I don't know how we got to this point, but this is where we are. Just real quick, that state contractor for Maryland Department of Juvenile Services that's working directly with children has a 2021 assault conviction. A 2021 assault conviction. And the department, which is tasked with housing and providing programs for incarcerated young people, among other functions, failed to consistently ensure the criminal background checks are completed for every contractor working at state juvenile detention centers and treatment facilities, and that's according to this audit. They came to this conclusion when the audit concluded on January 3rd. So we even knew this while Vincent Schiraldi was in front of the Maryland General Assembly, because remember, the session didn't begin until January 8th. So when he went to go speak to the delegation, he knew this already. He knew that it was there. He was notified, said absolutely nothing, and made no changes. Vincent Schiraldi is doing whatever the heck he wants in the state of Maryland, and that is because Governor Wes Moore has allowed him to do so. We can't rein him in. There's nothing we can do about it. We are just sitting here watching as, you know, and how sick is this? I think that there are some people that are getting off on all this. Like, you've got individuals that knowingly put people in harm's way. And I have a friend, I told you guys this before, I have a friend that's an elected Democrat official in this state. And he tells me that he's a friend of Congressman Johnny Olszewski because he thinks Johnny O is a good guy. Do you really feel that way? Either you are ignoring the fact that he's allowed criminals to run free in Baltimore County, sexually assault individuals and rape individuals and rob them at gunpoint. You're ignoring that completely, or you're an idiot. Which one is it? Johnny Olszewski, these so-called progressive elected officials, these are not good people. He was not working with ICE. The ICE director came forward and told everybody on Fox 45 more than one time that Johnny Olszewski was ignoring detainer requests and allowing illegal immigrants charged with sexual assault and rape to continue to live in communities where they actually committed the sexual assault or rape. You're telling me that's a good guy? That's your friend? How is that your friend? What kind of person are you? What does that say about your character? What does that say about your character when you vote for him? Or when you sign wave for him? Or you knock doors for him? Or you work polls for him? What does that say about you? Either you're really stupid or you're in on it too. Those are the only things that I can come up with. And so here we are. Now he's been promoted to Congress. And he voted against the Laken Riley Act. He votes against anything that has any public safety in it. And you know what? Real quick, Kathy Klausmeier. When you had all these people trying to be the interim Baltimore County executive, you had Kathy Klausmeier. And there were how many people were there, Brian? Was it like 8 different people? Jim Brochin was there. There were a ton of people. And what did they all say as they were sitting there speaking before Baltimore County, right? Whether it was the city council or county council or even the public. What did they all say? They all led with, including Kathy Klausmeier, that they were going to do something about crime, specifically juvenile crime. This report has come out. Where's Kathy Klausmeier today? Where is she? Where is she? Is she just sitting in the seat and keeping it warm? Is that why she's the interim county executive? Where is she? In Baltimore County, we are not doing all that we can to keep the public safe. Where are you, Kathy Klausmeier? This report came out. This isn't a report or a survey or data, you know, driven research done by Republicans. Not in the slightest. Where are you? You just found out in Baltimore County they're not monitoring kids on the box. Kathy Klausmeier, where are you? And you'll still have people support her. That's what's so crazy about this. You will still have people support her. As far as support, let's get into this real quick here, if I could. Governor Westmore signed some bills yesterday, one which had very minor changes to the blueprint. So as they're sitting here all trying to convince you that they need more money for the education system that is not working, you've got them grandstanding on this and talking about how important the blueprint is. Yes, the blueprint / Kerwin Commission that we cannot afford. But I wanted you to just hear what the minor changes are. And I just want to make a couple comments on that. Take a listen.
Governor Westmore signing a bill and changing the state's education spending plan known as the Blueprint for Maryland's Future.
These changes come as questions remain about funding for the multi-billion dollar plan.
Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost joins us live from Annapolis. And Mackenzie, you question leaders about what happens next.
Yeah, Mary and Kai, we know that the governor, when the start of session was underway, he pushed for bigger changes to the blueprint for Maryland's future. But several Democrats here in Annapolis slapped those down. Now the governor signed the plan into law with some changes, like a pause to the collaborative time. But throughout the conversation surrounding blueprint, there have been questions about long-term funding. And even now, as this plan is being implemented.
House Bill 504, Excellence in Maryland Public Schools Act.
Putting pen to paper.
House Bill 504, 2025, looking alive.
Governor Westmore signing a bill making changes to Maryland's hallmark education spending plan.
We make these adjustments because we do believe in the blueprint for Maryland's future.
The change pauses collaborative time for 2 years amid a statewide teacher shortage. At the start of session, Governor Moore actually called for more changes to the multi-billion dollar spending plan as the state faced a $3 billion budget deficit.
It will not surprise any of you that I believe we did not go far enough.
Meanwhile, Republicans have long argued the state cannot afford the spending plan that pumps billions of dollars into the classroom in hopes of seeing better academic performance.
And there you have it. Governor Westmore and friends were celebrating signing the blueprint yesterday. The minor changes include the pause in collaborative time for teachers. In case you don't know what that is, that means the teachers would have more time sitting in the teacher's lounge, putting money in the vending machine and going over their curriculum, I guess. It gives them more time out of the classroom is what they were asking for. A little less work with the children. The children that can't that can barely read or write in some areas. They want less time with them. Also, there was a pause for grants for poverty. I don't even know what the hell that is. I got to be honest with you. I looked it up. Poverty? What? Grants for poverty? What are you talking about? Grants for poverty. You know what's so crazy about it? When you really think about it, right, you got to put your critical thinking skills into play. When you really think about it, you know, grants for poverty. So you would give grants to people that could show that they were living below the poverty line. And then they would go by, you know, who's worse off and go from there, right? Well, if you think about it, we've got these illegal immigrants that are working under the table, and they are not providing any kind of documents to the IRS or anyone else, many of them, to show that they are actually earning an income. Because, of course, they're doing this under the table. So when you're thinking about the grants for poverty through the school system, and we have illegal immigrants in our school system, right? Who do you think will most qualify for those grants for poverty? The children of illegal immigrants. The children of illegal immigrants. And I know we had calls yesterday. They were like, Kim, it's okay. It's a good deal for the self-deport things, right? You know, so what if we give them $1,000 to deport? It's a good deal. So you know what? The more and more we talk about it, the more and more you're right, I'm wrong. Even though I don't want to pay them any money, I still stand firm on that one. I don't want to pay anybody any money to leave that's here illegally. You shouldn't have came in the first place. I don't care if you're broke. You were broke when you got here. You'll be broke when you go home. But those are the people that will qualify for that when it comes to the grants for poverty. Now, this is just putting a pause on this. But I just want to make sure people keep this in their mind. Again, they're assisting illegal immigrants over Americans, and they're doing it with your tax dollars. Coming up next, we'll get to the question of the day. I know some of you probably went to WCBM.com and thought, what the heck? Why is this the question? Well, I'll explain coming up next.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, Gavin Newsom is trying. We need to do a forensics on why we lost. Probably not a bad idea, but don't think for a second that he's not thinking about himself right now. The real leadership of the Democratic Party is the left wing. Gavin Newsom has embodied that. His biggest problem, if he wants to make that run, will be his own record. Jasmine Crockett doesn't know if she's the future of the Democratic Party. Crockett said, I don't know that I'm the future of the Democratic Party, but I do know that in this moment, we need people that are unafraid and willing to go after the administration for the good of the entirety of the country. I want to make sure we're shining a light on all the darkness that they are bringing to the country right now. I'd say that the darkness happened in their era.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Attention retirement savers. J.P. Morgan predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to Forbes, 2025 recession risks just increased significantly. And Ray Dalio warns of a more serious global breakdown. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to the award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get unlimited bonus silver if you qualify. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to find out how you can help diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Help protect what you've worked so hard for before it's too late. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back prices to the year 2010. Enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free. Stock up on your favorites, save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 Omega-3S, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that's 800-262-5483, and speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial sales are going on now through May 29th. Go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today. today.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk. Only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning to you. Happy Wednesday. All right, look, you know what? I'm not taking anything for granted nowadays. Now that the weather is actually warmer, I'm not taking it for granted. I'm going to be outside as much as possible. With all the complaining I did, I did a lot of complaining during the winter, as you probably heard. Real quick, the question of the day. I know it's probably strange. You probably went to WCBM.com and you looked at the poll question and you were probably like, what, why? What are we doing right now? The poll question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And I will get into this in the next hour. But the question is, should every horse that competes in the Kentucky Derby, should every horse have to compete for the Triple Crown? Okay. Yesterday, it was announced that Sovereignty, the horse that won the Kentucky Derby, is not coming to compete in the Preakness Stakes. Why? Why? That should be against the law. I think every horse that gets into the Kentucky Derby, I think that they should also have to run or race, I should say, in the Preakness. Now, apparently this horse, Sovereignty, is just going to go to the Belmont Stakes. Why? Why? Do we need to put more time in between the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness and the Belmont? Is that what they need? The horse said Baltimore is too violent. They don't want to get horse jacked. That's the thing. That's the thing. We got carjacking and horse jackings. Maybe the jockey is scared. I don't know. I have this question up there for you because in my view, I think they should have to compete for the Triple Crown. That adds to the excitement. You know what I mean? Am I being silly? I'm probably being silly. But go to WCBM.com. Take part in the poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. I think they should have to go to the Triple Crown. But I want to hear your thoughts on that. So go ahead and take part in the poll. Coming up next, the Prime Minister from Canada was at the White House yesterday. And he and President Trump had a conversation in the Oval Office, and I've got the audio for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev.